Oh, okay. So in my house, right? That's like the that's the rule, right? You're supposed to stay at home until you find a husband. You're not supposed to, live alone, because my mom would say, "Oh, it makes it seem as if you're uncultured, not uncultured per se, but you're not trained properly."
I am Daniel Itomi, your host, and welcome to the 20-something Experience podcast, where we listen and learn from the lives and experiences of young adults across the world.
Thank you guys for joining me on today's episode. I've got here David and Matilda.
Hi guys.
Wow. So today we're speaking about living with your parents. And this is a really interesting topic because I feel like it's something that is very like everyone can relate to this, and especially in Nigerian culture, where as soon as you say you graduate from uni or whatever, you kind of go straight back into your parents' house. It's almost like a given. Living with your parents is also very interesting, especially when you're a lot older, because the rules that you used to live by can't really apply anymore. But sometimes your parents don't really get it, and sometimes they do. But I don't know, for you guys, what's like the craziest rule like your parents have had over the years for you? I'll start with you, Matilda.
I think the only rule that like is very consistent, and it has, I mean, right from when I was in secondary school and up to like now, it's like the curfew.
What is it, 6 p.m.?
Yeah. No, it's not 6. It's not okay, so now it's not a defined curfew, but it's just there. Like, you just know not to come back at like, they've never actually said, yeah, they've never actually said, oh, by this time you should be back home. But if I like try to come back late, or like maybe say like 10 or 11 or something like that,
or all hell break loose.
I don't even know what's going to happen.
Well, so you've never actually come back later than 10 or 11.
I have.
Wow.
I have.
What happened?
But nothing actually happened.
Oh, fair.
Nothing happened. Then I just feel so weird because, like, I don't know. It's just like an unspoken rule. You're not supposed to be like
back
out
late.
Late, exactly. And it was only one time. And after that, I didn't do it again because
Fair
I just
enough.
Felt like, yes. And so every time, if it's like every time I'm out and it's getting late, I'm always like, okay, let me just start going back. And my mom won't call me. She won't call. She doesn't call. She doesn't like to call. I don't know why, but I just feel like I should, you know, be back home.
Yeah, David, what about you? Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We don't exactly have like rules, but that curfew thing, I feel it. I can relate to that a whole lot. Because, like, but I think as a guy, yeah, it's kind of different.
Yeah, it's easier for guys, I feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of easier for me. But while I'm out and it's a certain time, I start getting calls like, yo, where are you? What are you doing? Shouldn't you be back home by now? And I'm like, calm. But, yeah. It'd be like
yeah.
that sometimes.
But,
but there's one particular thing we have here. Where, like, once my mom is up, you have to be up at that same time, regardless of whatever kind of night you had before. Even if you came back and slept for just 1 hour, once she's up, you have to.
Wow.
Be up.
And what time does she
like,
wake up?
No, you can't escape it unless you're sick. Let's say 5:30, 6 ish. We wake up like farmers here sometimes. So like,
that's wild.
Naturally, as an African child, I'm up at 5:30 because
oh,
I don't
wow.
want to come in and
oh,
tell
wow.
you why.
Because that's like boot camp.
You know, however you start your day is how your day goes, bro.
That's mad.
Bro. So like, once she's up, you're up.
You know, for the curfew, right? I don't, because my mom does a similar thing, but I don't, it's not because of, I feel like it's not really because of parenting. I think a lot of the time it's safety, just because of the
yeah.
nature of, like, the place
yeah.
we're in.
Yeah.
Because a lot
yeah.
of the times, maybe whenever I've asked,
yeah,
it's usually, like, it's usually just safety. And what you often find is if it's, if I'm in England or something, or when I was in England and I'm out that late, and she knows. It's not like, oh, like there's no like, oh, what are you doing? This is like, you just know that as this person goes out, they are more like, there's a greater chance that they'll go back home safely than here. So and also it's like, even without like safety, it's like all this police in the night harassing you and everything. So I do understand where they come from, so it's not so bad per se. But I'd also say,
I like, feel like you grow to understand that,
yeah,
it's because the older you get, they're worried about your safety. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because this place can be mad sometimes. But I would say one of the biggest pros for living with your parents is saving money and food.
Mm-hmm.
Because
free rent, free food.
You get. And I can attest to the fact that one of the major things, like when I was at uni, right, if I come back home after, like, say I play football at 10 p.m. I'm home, right, and I'm lazy, I'm like, there's no one to cook for me, I'm going to bed hungry. Like, that's just it. Like, the laziness, I'll just sleep like that. But when you're at home, if you come back home, at whatever time you come back home, there is food. Highest.
Oh,
like, highest, really?
You're not the one to make the food?
Wow, so this is where we see the disparity between being a guy and being a girl.
Wow, that's very nice.
Yo, sorry to cut him, but like, I make my own food here, so like, if I come back and there's no food.
I mean, you even have to make
really?
So everyone is dependent on what you're going to make, so it's like, and ooh, everyone else comes back and they're like, you didn't make anything.
As you come back, everyone's expecting you. I guess for me, it's because it's not just my mom I live with, so it's also my aunt and the other. So there's like food there. But focusing on like the free food and free rent, that's actually like a major plus, because for guys, I'll speak specifically for guys, because I went to uni, it was wild, because you then realize that you can't have all the nice dishes that you have at home. And then you start to realize, okay, living like with your parents actually makes sense. So a major pro about living with your parents is free food and free rent. Like, you live in a place, you eat the food, all of whether you make it or not, it's all free. And that's good, because when you start living independently, especially say maybe at uni, life is totally different. Because now, if you, for example, say for me anyway, if I don't decide to cook that day, like, that's it, there's no food. But when I'm at home, if I don't decide to cook, there is still food. Or even if I am cooking, at the very least, the food items are there. Like, someone has bought it and they're there.
Exactly.
That is a major plus, because at uni, if you don't buy it, well,
it's not there.
On your own.
It will not
so
be
it's
there.
It's not all bad, and I feel like it can be very profitable, but you also kind of, it's like a trade-off, because you have nothing like personal space when you're at home.
Yes.
So, exactly. So, do you guys have any iconic moments of them infringing your personal space?
Where do I start? I feel like my parents are always in my space. Well, not my parents, my mom. My mom is literally always in... always in my space. Always. One time, something happened, and then my mom, you know, came back the next day, and then she went through my stuff, like went through my journals, went through my box, went through my phone.
Wow.
She don't know what she was looking for, but she was just going through stuff. I don't know. That was the most invasive thing, Sha, that I can remember.
Did you like walking on her doing that, or?
Yes. Okay. So this is what happened. Yeah. Okay. So this was after like an episode in church when I think the pastor called on a Matilda to come and give their life to Christ, right?
Wow.
And my parents were looking at me. Do you remember? Did I ever tell you?
You told me, man. I remember.
and so, like, and they were just looking at me like, okay, you need to go. But then I just thought, like, you know, I'm sure there's other Matildas in church. I mean, yes, Matilda is a very special name, but I'm pretty sure there was someone else they were talking about. But then I had to go, Sha. So the next day was work, Monday, and I went to work, and then I had to come back to pick up something. And then that's when I met her. she went through my phone, went through my, you know, I don't know what she was looking for, but she, I know she was looking for something to know me more.
Did she find anything there?
No! No, she didn't. No.
Thank God for you, Sha.
David, what about you? What's the most invasive thing your parents have done?
Okay, so like over here, we have this unspoken rule that if you go looking for something, you'll find it. Yeah. And they kind of already know the kind of person I am. Mm-hmm. That I live an alternative lifestyle to theirs. So I think they are more comfortable with not doing, like, not snooping around. But the most invasive thing they have done, man, I really don't know. I don't have those type of stories, unfortunately, for me, because, like I said earlier, I'm always breaking rules. So it's usually I do something and they get into my life. So, but I think it's just the whole walking into my room. Yeah, they walk into my room a whole lot.
Did they ever walk in, like, expecting to find something, or is it just, like, maybe they need you for something?
I think sometimes they walk in expecting to find something. Because, like, there'll be days when I'm just chilling. Like, literally, I'm not doing anything. I haven't done anything. And it's just walking with this suspiciousness about them. And I'm like, do you want something? And then they're like, no, we just came to see you. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. We don't do this. Because, like I said, if you go looking for something, you definitely find it. That's why I haven't asked Matilda if they found anything. Because, bro,
they would have found something.
You will see.
Straight up.
Bro, you'd have found everything.
So it's really interesting when parents are really invasive, but I can almost say they have a right to be, sort of, because the argument that works for them is that it's their house, they pay rent, or they paid for the place. So they kind of... So they kind of, like, your room is their room, kind of, you know, you don't pay anything. All you do, in fact, all you do is just, like, spend, using the water, using the light, using everything. So, like, it's almost like they own everything there. So
it's an argument you can't win, to be honest.
Exactly. So it's almost something...
They should understand that you're your own person. Yes, of course. Give you space, a little space to, you know, just be an individual, yeah. Like, without trying to...
Like, being overbearing. I think that's where, like, you have different types of parents and different styles. And you hear, like, some people say that, like, their parents are very respectful. Like, they will knock before they enter.
Yeah.
But living with your parents isn't always, like, all bad. There's the benefits of it. And there's something I was, like, thinking about the other day. I was like, 15-year-old me would have said to me today that, like, oh, I should move out by 25. But now I'm 24, right. And 25 is looking kind of close. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking, like, okay. Obviously, like, a lot can happen in, I think it's less than a year, in less than a year and stuff. But
here,
I don't even think, like, if I could, I would, just because, like, I don't think it really makes sense, because if the living at home arrangement is good, there's no, like, you don't feel choked and everything works.
And it works,
I don't see
well,
the point of moving out until maybe much later, maybe when you're maybe in a more serious relationship, and, like, there's a lot of, like, now you have someone else that's always coming over or something else. I personally, like, I wouldn't, like, move out until probably, like, obviously when I guess to that, like, too old age. And what do you guys think is, like, the, like, appropriate age to move out?
I feel that, like, age to these type of things, like, just makes it very I don't know, I just feel it should, like, everybody's story or everybody's, you know, experience is different. So I feel like for some people, you could be financially ready to move out at, like, 25, but for some other people, you could be, like, 35. Although, I mean, I feel obviously you should wait till, like, when you're ready and when you're obviously not inconveniencing them at home or something like that. But I just feel it should be when you're ready and when you actually have the money to move out, and so that you're not bothering about the things you're not supposed to be bothering about at, you know, a very early stage of your life, of your career.
Just like Matilda said, I feel like everyone's story is different. So I don't think putting an age is something I can do.
But at the same time, I feel like if you are staying with your parents, you should be making plans to move out. Like, you shouldn't just be leeching off them, so to speak. You should be making, like, you know, some people just stay there and they don't do anything.
Yep.
That's when I feel it's a bit of a problem. Like, you're just there. I mean, everyone is making conscious plans, but, like, some people kind of don't. Like, everyone's story is different, but some people don't, you know, exactly make conscious plans to move.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you're financially ready and, you know, and another thing is if the situation is comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Like, if the living situation is a situation where you're comfortable, then yeah, that's okay. You can extend your stay for as long as you feel you are ready. Well, for me, I just honestly feel it's when you're financially stable to take care of yourself. Yep. And, like, you know, move out and do all of that. And also, another thing that comes with it is a level of maturity. Because, you know, when you're on your own, you have to also be mentally ready. Because there are some things that come with being alone that you might not exactly... Like, no one is ever fully ready for life. But I feel you should be financially, mentally, and ready for, like, whatever comes your way, man. And by spiritual, I don't even mean that from just, like, a religious standpoint. I mean, like, you know, just be ready, man, because being alone can be tough. Because I know that back when I was in school, there were nights where I didn't want to be alone. Like, you know, when those 3 a.m. thoughts come knocking on your door, and you're just there, like, wow. Be prepared mentally, spiritually, financially. Maybe to an extent physically. So yeah, just be prepared. And like, every flower blooms in its own time. I know everyone's situation is different, but like, if you're well advanced in your 30s, I kind of think, like, you know.
You should be fending for yourself.
Like, yeah, because I mean, as much as they might not complain, it's kind of, it's not, I don't use the word burden, but you know, like, there are certain things they may not be able to do because they are still fending for you, so to speak. Because, you know, like, in that kind of situation, unless it's one of those joint things, because some people actually live with their parents and pay rent. Yeah. So I think it just all depends on the situation.
I like that last point. Like, you have to be, if you're a contributor, then it's like, it doesn't really particularly matter. Because I've seen situations where there's like a big family house, right? But what happens is almost like, obviously, everyone is living there. Then maybe one of the, like, children or a child then becomes, like, the main breadwinner of, like, the entire household, because now he's making enough money. So obviously it's like their family house, but now it's like, it's no longer the parents, like, providing the money kind of type of thing. Now they are kind of doing their own thing. And I feel like one other thing, which is where, like, is going to be definitely interesting when I'm personally a parent, because I think, like, sometimes we forget that parents act like they're a couple, and they sometimes want to, like, spend time with each other, you know, like, sometimes it's like when they got married, it was just them, and, like, it was love, and this is, like, assuming the, like, relationship is romantic, because, you know, a lot of some marriages are just like almost like best friends as opposed to it being romantic per se. So they want to spend time together, they want to kind of have their own time. Like, they want to go on holiday, but if you're still there leeching, they almost can't, because motherly nature, fatherly nature, they have to fend for you and all of that. So they kind of lose those things. And it's like, it's a bit unfortunate because they're actually human beings too. And I feel like as, like, young people, we forget that these guys, guys have their own, like, they have their own desires. Like, they want to do their own things, but they hold it off because of you. So it's like, at some point, like, I do agree, like, like, an age should not be defined for when you should move on, but like I said when I was 15, I had, like, 25 was like, guy, you should not be at home at 25. So that's where, like, the stigma, because especially if it comes at guys, like, oh, you're still living at home, it's like, it shouldn't be so, because I mean, it's even sensible. Like, even if I had the means, like, right now, if I could move out, obviously, depending on the level of, like, money I have, I ideally wouldn't, just because, like, I'm not going to, like, what's money, the word? I'm not, like, going to be living with, like, someone else in terms of, like, there's no wife, things like that. So it's like my mom and everyone at home, we have, like, it's normal. Nobody's, like, invading my space. So it's like, I would even rather, like, move into a new place with everybody else, you know, type of thing. But obviously, with some parents that will be pressing your phone, trying to, like Matilda said, trying to know them more. Is not always better. But Matilda, for you, what's like your opinion on the whole idea of like basically girls staying living at home until like they're married off?
Oh, okay. So in my house, right, that's like the that's the rule, right? You're supposed to stay at home until you find a husband. You're not supposed to, you know, live alone, because my mom would say, it makes it seem as if you're uncultured, not uncultured per se, but you're not trained properly. So I definitely know that when I'm eventually ready to move out, they wouldn't entirely support the idea, but obviously with a little convincing, they should understand that things are not the way they used to be. So,
okay. So, I mean, like, obviously, as a guy, my opinions are not, like, they're not something you should hold with too much water. But I feel every person should get to experience the whole living alone situation. Because, like, you get to discover yourself. And, like, that's very, I feel that's very important for every human being. Like, you should know what you are like on your own. Like, find yourself. Like, go on an adventure with yourself. I don't know. I feel like the whole from house to marital house or marital space is something like a lot of people just rush into, and like, because you don't exactly know who you are as a person completely or to a good degree, it becomes hard to like live with someone.
True.
Because like, as much as marriage is nice, like once you get past the honeymoon stage and like stuff starts to hit the fan, you might not exactly be fully prepared for it, so to speak. So, like, I honestly feel everyone should kind of get to live on their own for some time. And, you know, like, get everything out of their system, everything you need to get out of their system before they finally settle down to live with someone. Because you're going to be with that person, hopefully or ideally, for the rest of your life. So, for me, I don't see, like, the whole one-to-one. But then again, as I said, I am a guy who does not know what it feels like to live in Africa.
Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. You have to discover yourself before you, you know, start to live with someone else. You have to just, you know how to live in your own space. Everyone needs their own space. Everyone just...
So is that what you would do? Like, do you plan on doing that?
Yes. Yes, I would definitely leave to...
Yeah, and also, it's also like a cultural thing, because the culture here doesn't really like... I won't use the word encourage, but it doesn't really like account for like independent women. So it was...
It's very important to have
your... It just
space.
Accounts for like, oh, you live with your dad, live with your parents, then you get married off, live with your husband... And that's just that. It doesn't account for the fact that there's actually an in-between where, like, for a good number of years, you might live alone or you might live in your house. And once again, that is extremely dependent on the kind of, like, the situation at home. Because some situations are just like, nah, like, get out of the house because this is not good for your own, like, mental health. And there are some where it's just absolutely convenient. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I think like different houses like have different rules, and depending on the parents you have, like you just kind of deal with it.
Funny enough, I think like going back to what you said about our culture not exactly supporting women living alone, there's actually landlords and landladies who do not like accept.
Wow, really?
Because there was a while back on Twitter, I saw like someone started a conversation about it, and then other people replied like, yeah, they've had the same experience. And I'm like, that's actually wild how your gender, something you have no control over, will determine something like where you live, for instance.
That's wild.
And then like some landlords just have this whole idea that, okay, because you're a lady, if you live alone, then you are automatically a prostitute. And I'm like, okay, no, that's not it. Like someone just wants to live alone. So it's just very weird how like it's harder for you know, ladies to just live alone, which is something I think everyone
should. Definitely, definitely.
That's true, because a lot of times they will tell you, oh, you have to be engaged or married so you don't bring men into their compound or something like that. Like, I mean, I have friends who are staying in a flat together and they get labeled or profiled as prostitutes because they're single girls living alone, when obviously that's not true.
That's like a whole other issue, you know. It's a whole other like topic, honestly, topic. Because that's mm-hmm. really like, it's so shameful. I never topic, knew that, yeah. And that's so sad to hear. And it's like, meanwhile, someone will be saying that, oh, aren't you too old to be living with your parents? When, like, these are the kind of demons that you also have to deal with when you live on your own.
You have honestly. To exact.
But over the years, right? Yeah. Yes. Have like the rules that you've lived by at home, like the mm-hmm. curfews and all of that, have they changed as you've grown older, or have your parents just stayed exactly the same?
No, I definitely think they have, you know, relaxed a bit. They have just, you know, I think now they just let me do my thing and hope for the best. Hope for the best outcome, because they don't fuss as much anymore. But I mean, there's still moments where it's like, you know. But it's better. Yes, it's better.
What about you, David?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's basically the same. It's not as strict as it used to be. Because there was this, funny enough, there was this day I was having a conversation with my dad, and he says, "We have trained you enough. Now it is for you."
Fair enough. Fair enough. To do.
And I'm like, okay, thank you. I think while that stage is just.
They've done the foundation work, and now it's for you to,
you know what you're doing.
Like, build on it for yourself, which is very good. I think all in all, in summary, living with your parents is interesting and is largely dependent on the kind of parents that you have and also the kind of person that you are, because some children are demons. Children as in kids, like even adults, like, You hear about some adults that are like, you won't think to yourself, oh my God, like, how do their parents like cope with them? And obviously, you now hear about some parents that are like, well, like living in Guantanamo Bay might even be better, because some of these rules are just a bit mad.
Well, honestly, I think I would just say that living with your parents isn't, you know, it's not all that bad. I mean, you get to save money, you get to save on food, you get to save on other things while you're trying to figure out your life. So if you need to stay there, like, stay with your parents for a while before you move out, it's definitely fine. There's no rush. There should be no rush.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to like, share, and comment on this.